Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The DH, Royal Stillman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil throws the ball into Randall, who tags Garr, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Bostock moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Heil reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. Terrell scores. Carew moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-0 in the game. Terrell is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Soderholm moves to second. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gar is thrown out after the base hit. Soderholm scores. Essien goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillman hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Kucyk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillman hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Laren Lagro now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Heil bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Dan Ford. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is walked intentionally. Rich Childs pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Adams now playing right field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Johnson now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiniger strikes out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Larry Heil now playing right field. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Jim Essien. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.